You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. Central Coast conservative activist Kevin P. Rice has claimed responsibility for an election-related robocall earlier this week, which claimed to be associated with the Ku Klux Klan. The recorded phone call targeted voters in supervisorial District 3. The caller urged people to vote for incumbent Adam Hill, and it made homophobic and vulgar comments about his challenger, Stacey Gorsgodden. The San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office announced Friday afternoon Rice had contacted that office and said he acted independently of both campaigns. As he did earlier this week after the robocall went out, Hill denounced it and Rice's tactics, saying this was the third campaign Rice had used, quote, ugly and dishonest smears against the supervisor. Hill also condemned negative Gorsgodden campaign ads and mailers against him. The district attorney's office says the investigation into the robocall continues to determine if Rice has committed any crimes. In a statement, DA Dan Dow says violating the state's Political Reform Act of 1974 is a misdemeanor. But a DA spokesperson says the office isn't just focused on the Political Reform Act, but on other areas of the law that may cover these type of communications more broadly. Assistant District Attorney Eric Dobroth says now that prosecutors have, quote, more of a firm grasp of the circumstances, in the coming days they will review the law in light of that evidence, he says.
Hi, I'm the robot, but this is not a robocall. You're calling me. My human, who you heard from in the phone call the other day, is not affiliated with the KKK, but her grandfather was.
As of this afternoon, that's the recorded message at the number of the initial robocall.
Like my fellow mechanical friend, the Shredder, I sometimes use satire and sarcasm to help humans talk about uncomfortable topics.
The message continues on to criticize Hill. Rice has long been vocal in San Luis Obispo County political life, but the DA's office identified him Friday as a Kern County resident. Rice did not respond to KCBX requests for comment. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.